This committee members, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the 259th meeting of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. We'll start today with the review of the report submitted by Portugal in accordance with Article 29, Paragraph 1 of the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. I have the pleasure to welcome on the podium Mr. José Luis López da Mota, as well as the rest of the delegation of Portugal. Before giving the floor to the delegation, I would like to explain the methodology of this constructive dialogue. The dialogue will be conducted by the chairperson and will be divided in two parts. The first part of the dialogue will focus on clusters 1 to 3, while the second part will be devoted to clusters 4 and 5. The first part of the dialogue will commence with an opening statement by the delegation of Portugal for a maximum of 15 minutes. After the opening statement by the delegation, the country rapporteurs, Mr. Ravena and Mr. Deco, will take the floor to make comments on the report and replies to the list of issues and ask questions. Then the other members of the committee will be given the floor to ask questions. After all the questions have been posed, the delegation will have 15 minutes to organize and coordinate its replies. The delegation will be granted 45 minutes to reply to the questions. Afterwards, the committee members will have the opportunity to ask follow-up questions, and once they are posed, the delegation will have 30 minutes to reply. A similar approach will be followed with regard to the second part of the dialogue, which will take place tomorrow. Afterwards, the delegation will be given the floor for 10 minutes to make its concluding remarks. I would like to bring to the delegation attention that should the replies to any of the questions remain pending, you will have the right to reply to these questions in writing in 24 hours after the conclusion of the constructive dialogue. In order to facilitate a balanced exchange between the committee and the state parties delegation, I would like to encourage you all to make focused and precise interventions and to respect the time limits that I will indicate before giving you the floor. I now have the pleasure to give the floor to Mr. José Luis López da Mota for 15 minutes. Your Excellency, you have the floor.